This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why African professionals are betting on communication skills. What happened? Across East Africa, a growing number of professionals are investing in communication and leadership training as employers begin rewarding soft skills alongside technical ones. Toastmasters International's East African chapter sits at the centre of this shift, positioning structured speaking practice as a direct path to career advancement. The message is clear in competitive regional job markets. How you communicate is now a career asset, not just a personality trait. The communication angle. Let's talk about two types of professionals. The first has a decade of experience, deep expertise, and a resume that should open every door. He sits quiet in meetings, sends emails that require 3 follow-ups to decode, and waits to be recognised. The second has 7 years of experience, slightly thinner credentials, but speaks with clarity, commands a room, and makes leaders feel confident handing her responsibility. Who gets promoted? You already know. This is the core comparison that the East African Professionals Movement is finally naming out loud. Technical skill gets you in the room. Communication skill determines what happens once you're there. The professionals turning to Toastmasters are not doing it because they lack ideas. They're doing it because they finally understand that unexpressed competence is invisible competence. What Toastmasters offers that most corporate training ignores is repetition in front of real people, not a workshop, not a webinar. You stand up, you speak, you get specific feedback, and you do it again next week. That cycle builds something most professionals never develop: the ability to think on their feet without falling apart. That is the skill that reads as executive presence in performance reviews, but it is actually just practice composure. Here is the comparison that matters most. The professional who waits to feel ready before speaking clearly will wait forever. The professional who practices imperfect communication repeatedly will become the one people trust with high-stakes conversations. One approach treats communication as a personality trait you either have or you don't. The other treats it as a skill you build. The East African professionals choosing training are making a bet on the second approach, and that bet is correct. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on the One Thing Rule gives you a framework for stripping your communication down to its load-bearing idea, so that whether you have 30 seconds or 30 minutes, your audience always leaves knowing what you wanted them to know. The East African professionals chasing visibility are not struggling because they lack intelligence. They are struggling because they have not yet learned to edit themselves. And that chapter is where that skill starts. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting or presentation, write down the single most important point you need your audience to walk away remembering. 1 point. Not 3, not 5. 1. Then build everything you say around making that 1 point impossible to miss. Most professionals bury their key message under context and qualifications. Put it first, repeat it in the middle, and close on it. You will sound twice as clear with half the effort. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.